hope that our music isn't mindless. I mean, not that we're just an oasis from any kind of problems, because obviously our music, the point is more like to address your problems and to work through them rather than ignore them.
But yeah, well, also, you know, I like to keep the political statements to bands that are way more intelligent than I. Tom Morello, for instance, and that sort of thing. I mean, he's much more eloquent and much more educated, and so political statements are best kept to artists like that. And to us youngins, we just play music.
The rumor began soon after Fallen was released, that Evanescence, like label mates Creed, were a Christian rock band, but one that was not prepared to admit it in public. They had a secret, sinister agenda. They were pushing a covert Christian message in the guise of orchestral goth metal angst, traditionally the preserve of Satanists and unbelievers. They were, in fact, legally obliged not to comment on their Christian faith, according to the terms of their record contract. The band was straightforward in their denial, flatly insisting that they were not a Christian band and Fallen was not a Christian record. Certainly, the accusations quickly unravel when looked at closely. How exactly would a band attempt to convert its fans to Christianity by not admitting to being Christians or mentioning Christianity in their lyrics? And what's so sinister about Christianity anyway that it dare not speak its name? And why would Wind Up Records, home to the openly Christian band Creed, ban Evanescence from revealing their Christianity? Yet the fact remains that throughout their early history, Evanescence had close links with America's widespread Christian rock network and were open about their personal faith and beliefs and how it affected their work. Fallen's Sleeve gives thanks to Jesus, stating that all the life left in me is you. Since they became famous, however, they've repeatedly denied any Christian element or influence in their music, most notoriously in a feature interview with the April 15th issue of Entertainment Weekly magazine. "We're actually high on the Christian charts, and I'm like, well, what the fuck are we even doing there?" Ben said, while Amy added, "I guarantee that if the Christian bookstore owners listened to some of those songs, they wouldn't sell the CD. There are people hell-bent on the idea that we're a Christian band in disguise and that we have some secret message. We have no spiritual affiliation with this music. It's simply about life experience." Wind Up Records preempted the interview with a press release issued 5 days before the magazine hit the stands. In it, they commented on the label's decision to recall all copies of Fallen from Christian music stores, Christian radio stations, and Christian charts. Retail and other outlets were given 2 months to return all Evanescence material and were actually banned from stocking them in the future. But in fact, many pulled Evanescence themselves overnight. Despite having roots within the Christian community prior to the release of Fallen, the press release stated, "Recent statements by band members have made it abundantly clear that Evanescence is a secular band and as such view their music as entertainment. No more, no less. The band is now opposed to promoting or supporting any religious agenda. The decision to release Fallen into the Christian market was made subsequent to discussions with and approval by the artist. Obviously, the band has had a change in their perspective, as well as changes within the band itself as relates to new band members." It seems clear from this that Evanescence themselves chose to distance the band from the Christian rock movement, and that if anything, their record company tried to dissuade them. Up to this point, the band had received substantial support from the Christian community. Their first website was hosted at JesusFreak.com, and another Christian site, DrugstoreJesus.com, called Fallen the best Christian rock album ever produced, period. It added that it managed to do what Creed and Lifehouse have been trying to do for years. "Anyone who listens to this modern rock album and doesn't sense God in it somewhere is literally fooling themselves." They even interpreted the band's name as being somehow a comparison to the lives of Christians everywhere, as well as the key event in end times prophecy when millions of people vanish all over the world. Since the band's denials, however, Christian music sites have been up in arms over whether the band should be metaphorically or literally stoned, condemned, and set upon with righteous anger, or simply prayed for as sheep that have strayed from the flock. Ben attempted to clarify his comments in a second interview when he stated that, "Amy and I are Christians, but we are not a Christian band. We write about a number of things, just things we experience in life. Because our spirituality is a big part of our lives, it comes through in our music. But our lives are our ministry. Our music is just a way to convey the message to those who listen that they are not alone. And that seems to have been Evanescence's message all along. Yes, they are Christians, but no, they're not trying to force their beliefs down anyone's throats. And they have had nothing to do with the so-called Christian hypocrites who use their faith as a way to spread hatred against homosexuals or any other part of society, a point Ben made clear as far back as 1999. None of their recorded output to date has any overt Christian message, with the exception of the soul-embraced cover Tourniquet. And as such, they're quite right to insist that they don't want to be pigeonholed as a Christian rock band. They're a rock band who just happen to be Christians. And why should anybody have a problem with that?